Hey babe, what is up? Welcome back to the show. I am really excited to be here with you. And, you know, every single time I hit record, I genuinely imagine that you are either walking next to me in the woods or sitting next to me on a yoga mat or hanging out with me. And it feels so cool to just have this platform as a way to connect with you. I feel like I have goosebumps saying that because honestly, I am just so grateful that this is a way that we can connect. It is like beyond me that we have this like at our fingertips and it's free. Like that is actually the most mind-boggling thing to me. So if you're new here, I just want to give you a warm welcome. My name is Sam and I am a life and a leadership mentor. We talk about all things business, mindset, feminine leadership, confidence, just creating lives of fun and freedom that are truly in alignment with our soul. So many of the women that listen to this show, and I'm sure you can resonate this with this as well, are light workers or are star seeds or are empaths or are actually quite spiritual. And whether they're still in the spiritual closet or they have come out and really owned their gifts, honestly, if you resonate with any of that, you're in the right place. And I'm just super excited to keep showing up and sharing these episodes because it really does feel like, wait, what? Like I get to do this? This is so fucking cool. And honestly, I want to help you find whatever that is for yourself too. Right now I am sitting on my yoga mat and I just knew I had to just hit record because I didn't want to like change the environment, put clothes on. I'm in like a sports bra and like bike shorts. And I'm like, I'm just gonna hit record. It's such a vibe right now. I wish I could like show you exactly where I am, but sitting on my yoga mat, looking out into nature, I have like plants literally all around me. The sun is glowing. I made myself some bulletproof coffee. I just pulled some cards. I just journaled. I did some movement. Like I just feel so great. And I was like, I have a message and something I want to share with you because it's been a message I've been getting as well. And so I figured let's just go through it together. So for those of you who know that me and Kurt and Heffy, Kurt's my fiance, Heffy's our dog, we've been doing full-time van life now for just over a year, and it has been a journey. It's honestly been the best thing I've ever done, and I highly recommend it. There's ups, there's downs, but I will just tell you that I've never felt more connected to myself. I've never felt happier in my relationship with Kurt. I could cry literally telling you how grateful I am. Like I am. It's like, oh my God, I'm literally tearing up thinking about it. But I think the journey of van life has forced me in a lot of ways to slow down. And that has been really hard for me. I mean, I know that you can relate. Like it's so challenging slowing down when we live in such a fast world and we're on social media and we're scrolling and it's just like one thing after the next and we're seeing people do all these cool things and we're like, what the fuck, right? And it's like, shit, I gotta go get to work. Like I gotta do things. Like I'm behind, right? There's this like perpetual feeling of being behind. And you know, even like no matter where you are in your journey, I think that we've all experienced this feeling of being behind or feeling like, what am I doing wrong? Like, I'm not getting there fast enough, right? There's this impatience. There's this right? This almost frustration that can happen, especially if you have, you know, kind of this feeling inside of you, this like fire or this pull or this inner knowing that you are here to do something different, whether that's big or small, it doesn't matter. You just feel like there's something for you, right? And as somebody who's been on a spiritual path now for the last, I would say about 5 years, I've felt that my whole life. I've always felt like I was different. I always felt that inner knowing of like, yeah, just not interested in what everyone else is interested in. Like, I'm more interested in like the meaning of life and like why people do what they do and, you know, people are always coming up to me, opening up and sharing their life stories. And like, I've just always been that person. And what I didn't realize kind of all of that could mean is like, there's this innate and deep sense of being like a healer inside. And I've just been playing around with that name of like, what does that even mean? You know? But I think at the core, what a healer actually is like helping people return to themselves, like helping you, helping myself, just return back to who they truly are without the masks, without the facades, without the pressure, without, you know, what they think they should be or do. It's truly actually going inward, helping you connect back to your intuition, helping you hear your soul again. Not operating from the mind, not operating from the ego or what we think we should have done by now or what we think we should do, but actually going inward and trusting what is like my heart and soul being lit up about, and like trusting that that is the path. And so, you know, for me, podcasting surely is one of those things. It feels like, you know, it's almost like, is this real life? Like, and that's when I know that it is in alignment, because it just brings me so much joy and it does not feel like work at all, you know? So that being said, like setting the stage, kind of bringing you along for this little journey of like, okay, how can we connect more to our heart? How can we connect more to our soul and our soul calling and our purpose and our potential? And, you know, truly it does require slowing down. And like I said, like van life has done that for me, but even more to the extreme this week, we are in Virginia right now. We're actually spending some time with Kurt's family, his grandparents. One of them just turned 90, the other one's 89. And they are the most vibrant 89 and 90 year olds I have ever met in my whole life. Like, it's actually beyond me. And I didn't really know what this week was going to bring, because I knew we were going to be with family, but like, you know, it's not like we were doing things all the time. We're having like a birthday party at the weekend, but I didn't really know what the week was going to be. But you know, my calendar actually was quite empty. I only had like 3 calls on it and that was it. And so I was like, wow, this is actually going to be like really cool, because I'm going to be able to be like fully present and be able to experience like everything and be here. And like, to me, it, like, I was literally crying yesterday thinking about all these things, but one of them being, oh my God, like, it's almost like I'm in disbelief that this is my life, you know? And as you are building your business, as you are stepping into your purpose, like, you're going to have these like pinch me moments, right? And I, you know, I share that with you not to brag, obviously. It's more to show you like, whoa, like it's not the big moments. It's these little micro moments that I get to spend time with Kurt and his grandparents, because they're 90 and who knows how many years they have left. But I'm so glad that I got to be here. Like, I got to be here for him and for them and experience this, because even just being with them has taught me so much about life. And I think that's what truly van life has illuminated for me, is like, there's so much to learn that's completely unrelated to business or anything like that. And so yeah, we're here, we're in Virginia. Right now I'm actually hanging out at the house. We're staying at Kurt's aunt's house, which is gorgeous. It's just like, oh God, it's so beautiful. These like 20 foot at least high ceilings with, I mean, there's plants everywhere in here. It's amazing. Like, she is such a, like a homemaker, and it's been just really beautiful to have this change of scenery. But, you know, I think the thing that's been happening for me is actually just being here. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm not doing much. And I think that actually like yesterday kind of came to a head of like, I just had this like moment, this like breakdown moment of overwhelm, just being like, oh my God, I have so much to do, you know, because like the mind is always going to tell us that we have so much to do, because technically like I could do so much. But I had to zoom out and I had to, you know, have the cry, have the tears, feel the feelings. And I slept for like 11 hours last night, woke up, did my whole little like morning routine, and then came to remember, like, I get to choose what I want to do. And I get to kind of surrender a little bit more to life. And I want to share that with you because, like, I think that in the world that we live in today, especially with like TikTok, it is like scrolling so fast and we are so caught up in all the things and the doing and the hustling and the more and the money and the, you know, and all those are great. Like, I'm here to do big things, of course, but not at the expense of my relationship, you know, living my life, being present, having moments like this with Kurt and his family, like, you know, because I know that I'm going to look back and regret it if I don't have these moments now, right? I'm never going to regret this, but I will regret working too much or doing too much. And, you know, I want to just invite you to see where you can slow down more, where you can be more present, where you can actually start to trust the flow of life more. Like, where instead of trying to control things and force things and like push and go and try so hard, I just invite you to see, like, can you stop micromanaging your life and can you start to trust what's happening? Because I truly feel like the universe right now is giving me this huge lesson of, like, it's safe to slow down, number one, but actually when we slow down, when we are resting, when we are taking a step away, that's actually when we get so much clarity and so much insight, because we can actually zoom out and assess our life and be like, what isn't working or what is working? What do we love? Where do we feel resistance? Like, where do we feel like, oh God, where do we feel pressure? You know, are we putting that pressure on ourselves? And usually the answer is yes. Of course we're putting pressure on ourselves. Nobody else is forcing us, right? Whether you have a boss right now or not, nobody's forcing you to stay late most of the time. Most of the time it's that internal pressure we cause ourselves, right? And if you're a business owner and you work completely for yourself, it's like, are you forcing yourself to work more than you need to because you feel like you need to keep doing things, right? Can you shift from this super hyper masculine way of thinking to embodying more of this feminine way, right? This like slowness, this trust, this ease, and shifting from my will or your will, right, to thy will, meaning can you surrender to what the universe has and surrender to the grander plan that you have no idea about, and surrender to what life wants to tell you, surrender to life and actually just look around and be like, wait, maybe this is exactly what I need to be doing. And for me, I feel like this week has been that. It's maybe, Sam, you actually just need to not have Wi-Fi. We don't have Wi-Fi here. I don't even have cell phone service. So I actually don't even know if this recording is going to work as I'm saying this to you. I'm like, oh yeah. But like, there was this part of me that's like, oh, I should go to the coffee shop and go get work done and like blah, blah, blah. But like, my heart and my soul was like, actually, what if you stay at the house while Kurt goes out? He was like doing some stuff. Why don't you just stay here and be alone? Nobody's here. It's completely silent. You're in the middle of the woods. You're in this beautiful house. Go do you, Sam. And it's kind of like a day of rest and solo time for me. I'm not talking to anyone. Like, I'm just with myself. And so often we're always with other people. We never have a chance to be alone. We never have a chance to even really truly get to know ourselves because we're so caught up doing. But it's like, how are you ever going to know who you are if you can't be alone? And I used to spend so much time alone before I got into my relationship. It's just harder now because, you know, Kurt and I live in a van and we're on top of each other, you know, a lot of the time. And I get into nature a lot and I am alone as much as I can be, but, you know, not for a full day. Often it's not that. But it's something that I'm actually going to start doing, even in the van. I'm going to either book an Airbnb or, you know, just make these intentional efforts to spend more time with myself, right? And really surrender to life and lean into the discomfort that rest requires. It's so easy to not rest, right? But like, what happens when we don't? We don't even realize the demands we're putting on our body until we give ourselves rest and time off. And we're like, holy shit, I needed that, right? It's like, you never realize how much you need it until you take it. And then you're like, whoa, right? But then we get swept back into the current and we're, you know, trying to swim upstream when sometimes we just need to grab a freaking floaty, hop on it, and go downstream for a bit. And going downstream and resting a little bit, it doesn't mean that we're failing and it doesn't mean that we're going backwards. In fact, we're getting a new perspective, right? Like, maybe we want to get off the river and like check things out and take a pause. And that's not encouraged in society. You know, what's encouraged in society is to go, 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 and to do, do, do. Like, feminine energy is not something that is actively talked about or preached or encouraged in society. What is preached is do more, hustle more, keep going, more, more, more. Like, sleep when you're dead, rest when you're dead. It's like, what? And that used to be me. Right? And I still sometimes get caught up in it. But like, I think that van life has truly, really deeply connected me back to my feminine energy. And I've realized that I never want to, and I actually can't. I can't even go back to that way of being, of having these, you know, for the business owners that are listening, like having these intense, crazy launches where I'm just spending so much energy and time and effort. Like, it's so much effort. And I can't even do it anymore. I can't even get myself to do it. And I don't want to. And I think that's also been a little bit of an ego death of me having to still love myself and know that I'm worthy, even though I'm not doing all these things. You know, seeing some friends just keep pushing through and being so stressed out, and like, I don't want to do that. I just don't. And so, yeah, I just encourage you to lean on the power of the universe, like truly. To literally write in your journal or say out loud, like, please use me, please show me the way. Truly, you don't have to do it alone. Little by little, finding yourself and in turn living your most fulfilling and authentic life. Because when we surrender control, or at least a little bit of control, right? If you're a super high control freak, you just got to do it little baby steps at a time. But when you surrender and release the way that you think things should be and surrender to the bigger plan, you are going to find yourself being led.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
And that's really the season that I'm in life right now is, okay, like slowing down even more. Because it's so uncomfortable. It's so uncomfortable not to do. But I know it's exactly like what I need to do, right? The thing that we avoid the most is often where we have our next breakthrough. So I want to encourage you to slow down, number one. But know that you get to serve the world by being you. You know, and some part of that is going to require you to slow down to even get curious of like, what is it that lights you up? What are your passions? What are your joys? And continue to do that, right? Right now, if you're in a 9-to-5 and you're still kind of figuring out what that is, I want to encourage you to carve out time and create time for you, because if not, you're going to get to the end of your life feeling pretty regretful, And if you've already started your business, no matter where you are in that journey, just because you have a business does not mean that it's the thing, right? There's always adjustments. There's always room for tweaks. There's always room for, you know, inviting in more curiosity to where you are at. And so I want to encourage you to, you know, fine tune your biz and take a fine tooth comb to your business and really check in and say, is everything in alignment? Are there things out of whack? What is not feeling good? Because whatever's not feeling good is what gets the change, you know? And to share kind of what's not feeling good is, I think I've been pouring too much energy into areas that just I don't actually want to be, you know, and spending time doing things that aren't actually feeling fulfilling. And so that's just an invitation for me to say, ooh, where do I want to spend more time? Right? Because we get to decide that. And where we put energy is where there's a lot of like things going on there, right? We get to pour more attention into something, and that's where the energy flows. So just ask yourself, where is your energy going? Is it going into things that you truly love, or is it going into things that you think you should do or you need to do? Because when we're doing that, that's coming from scarcity, that's coming from lack, that's coming from the mind, and typically the mind is in fear anyways. So come back to the truth, which is, number one, you get to get paid to be you, to be fully you, to own your gifts. And God, source, universe does not want you in a place where you aren't happy. Like, you deserve to be happy and you get to, like, do what you love and make money because of it, period. Like, that's just what it is. And in fact, the more that you do what you love, the more you'll get paid for it. And we aren't taught that. You know, we're taught we have to struggle. We're taught we have to force. We have to hustle. And you know what? I will be the first one to tell you I have many friends and I know many entrepreneurs who have built 6, 7, or even 8-figure businesses from a place of proving, from a place of ego, from a place of trying to please their parents. And I don't want that for you. I want you to build and create a life that makes you happy. Not from a place of fear. I don't want you to create anything from a place of fear. I want you to build a life that makes you happy. And I want you to trust that what makes you happy is what is meant for you. What brings you joy is what is meant for you. You have to trust that. You have to trust that. Well, you have to trust that your feelings are valid, but you have to trust that your feelings are guides. What feels frustrating, what feels ugh, is often not it. There's going to be moments where you're frustrated, but if you're noticing a theme or a trend of it just isn't feeling right, you have to trust that. Your intuition does not lead you astray, and you know that. What happens in the past when you haven't trusted your intuition, you're kicking yourself, right? So come back to that place. Come back to that inner knowing. Come back to that trust within yourself. It's safe to trust yourself. Right? And no matter what or who has ever invalidated your feelings or made you feel like you couldn't trust yourself, you know, maybe you had a parent who was like over-controlling, overbearing. That's been my journey, is unlearning that, of being able to be like, I can trust myself. You have to know that your parent or whoever it was that made you feel like you couldn't trust yourself, that they didn't trust themselves. And so they thought they had to control you. Right? Because somebody who trusts themselves trusts you to trust yourself, right? If I trust you to make the best decision for you, I won't have to control you because I'll know that you have the tools and the power to make the best decision for you. And whether I think it's the best decision for you or not, that's my business, right? So you have to remember that you got this, that your feelings are messengers, and that your intuition is always right. And if you have a hard time trusting yourself or hearing your intuition, it's because you're operating so much in your masculine. You have to slow down to hear your intuition, right? Because your intuition comes through little messages, little feelings, little pings, right? But it doesn't happen when you're going a million miles an hour and you can't even freaking hear it. It happens when you're tuned in. It happens when you're slowing down. It happens when you have a morning routine. And it's why I'm such a big proponent of having a morning ritual or routine to ground you and anchor you and give you the stillness and the time for you. Without it, I feel like a fucking hot mess. I feel like I'm all over the place. With it, I feel grounded, centered, trusting, knowing, taking aligned action. And so it's a non-negotiable for me at this point in my journey. And like, it very rarely doesn't happen, but when it doesn't, I'm like, wow, this is why I used to feel so all over the place. Because I was. My energy was everywhere. I didn't have that grounding, that anchor. So the morning routine is really going to anchor you, right? It's going to help you slow down. It's going to help you realize, wow, it's going to help you feel connected to yourself. It's going to help you with everything in your life. And if you don't know where to start with that, I have a morning routine little like freebie, little resource for you. You can get that in the show notes of this episode, or you can head over to my website. I think it's www.balancewithsam.com/morning-routine. I'm pretty sure, like 99% sure that's what it is, but I'll confirm and put the right link in the show notes of this episode. If you aren't sure where the show notes is, I was kind of thinking about this the other day. If you aren't sure where the show notes is, all you have to do if you're listening on Apple and you're like looking at the episode on your phone, just like scroll down it'll pop up. And if you are on Spotify, then I think you just have to tap the more button or like the dot, dot, dot. But you'll see it. I have like all the links and all the little details and shit like that. So you can get that and start off on that, on this journey. But yeah, that's really the message I have for you today as I was doing my own morning practice and just being like, damn, the importance of rest, the importance of trust, the importance of hearing your own inner guidance and your wisdom and knowing that that truly is like, that's the sauce. Nobody out there has the answers. Only you have the answers. And truly, like, that's what I've become so passionate in teaching is like, how to connect to yourself, how to trust your gut, how to trust your intuition, how to tap back into that feminine confidence. Because when you have that connection to yourself, you don't need anyone to tell you what to do because you know. And that's going to save you a lot of time, a lot of energy, a lot of money, because you're not going to be outsourcing your power to anyone. You're going to know that your most powerful, the most powerful answers come from within. Nobody else knows. Not your partner, not your mentor, not your coach. And the best thing I can do and the way that I can be of service to you is through helping you learn how to trust yourself. And that's truly what I, like, what I'm here to do is help you do that, is help you trust yourself, is help you connect back to that, is help you stop making yourself wrong, right? I am personally somebody who wants to help a lot of people, but wants to make a lot of money doing it, because money in life is meant to be fun. And money provides us with a lot of freedom, and that's pretty fucking cool. So if you're along for that ride, if you're down for that, reach out, shoot me a DM on Instagram. You know, let me know what resonated for you in this episode, because I know for me, it's like exactly the medicine I needed to hear myself. Isn't it always that way? And the last thing that I want to share with you is that we do have a new program coming out. I know that a lot of you have been going through a journey with money, whether it's your relationship to debt, your relationship to money itself, to creating money, to saving money, how to do it, you know, when to invest, when to save, how much money to pay yourself if you're a business owner. And so, I think I dropped this a few episodes ago, but yeah, this new program is going to be basically all those things. It's going to be kind of like money one-on-one. It's going to be the practical things like the spreadsheet stuff that I use personally. That's super simple. You know, I'm ADHD, right? Like I can't like do the typical way of like tracking money and shit. But the way that I laid it out and like created it, It's so easy and it's really visual. So I'm going to be sharing that document with you that you can take for yourself and make it your own if you want to make it your own colors and like make it fun, as well as sharing with you like exactly what I have done to really develop a really great relationship with money, number one. But, you know, start saving and know when to invest and when to save or when to not. Also, just the day-to-day money practices, the day-to-day things I do with money, the rituals I do with money, how I've attracted and created money. You know, we're approaching the $1 million mark in the business, which is so fucking cool. And I want to share with you how I've done that, what it actually means, like on a practical level, to create money. And for the business owners that join us, we're also going to be having a whole like business side of this too, which is going to talk about, you know, raising your rates and how to do that and when it feels good and how to do it, how to let your current clients know. Like, it's going to be really comprehensive and I'm really excited because it feels like it's been, I have goosebumps. Ooh. It feels like something like a long time coming, and it's stuff that I teach with my one-on-one clients. It's stuff that I teach in my Unapologetic Mastermind, which is for coaches and creatives. But this is going to be cool because it's going to be an opportunity to learn all about money, the ins and outs of money, the practical things, you know, the mindset stuff, the spiritual part of money, the energetics of money, really both the feminine and the masculine sides of money, and do it not in a long-term program. It's going to be a short program with a few modules, and you're going to be able to watch them and you'll have the content for life, which is so awesome. So I'm really, really excited to be sharing that with you. So if you want to get your hands on that, if you are curious in that, I will also put a link in the show notes. It's going to have all the details, all the enrollments. And for my podcast listeners, you guys are going to get a sexy discount. So I'm going to put all that stuff into the show notes so I don't have to drop it all here, like the logistics part, so you can see it visually. If you have any questions about the program, what's going to be included, how it's going to be structured, whatever, please just DM me and just ask. It's all you have to do. But I do think that there's a lot to be covered, a lot to be said about money and being a spiritual person, about money and using your gifts to change the world. And after investing almost about $100,000 in myself and my business, what I do know to be true is that investing in yourself is the best thing that you can do. And it's truly how you get ahead. It's how you make big, big, big leaps in your life. And, you know, we're a bunch of courageous badasses here. Like, we have to take the leaps. We get to lean into the edges, and knowing that all the money that you invest gets to come back to you tenfold. And it's quite cool because I've had that belief for a while now. Every dollar I invest comes back tenfold. But something I just recently realized is it's actually come true. Like, I've thought about how much money I've invested in my business. It's been about 80,000, and we're about 800,000, maybe a little bit more. So that is pretty fucking cool because it's about a 10x return. So if you're not where you want to be in your business, if you are not where you want to be in money, like, yes, it's going to require money to invest, but it's going to come back because you're going to have the tools, you're going to have the education, you're going to have the inner knowing, you're going to have the action steps to take so that you can go create more of it, right? Plus the community. There's nothing better than knowing that you're not alone and that you're navigating this journey, and you have me. It's going to be great. So I'm really excited to share that with you. And like I said, for my podcast listeners, you guys are going to get a discount because I just love you and I want to do that. So I'll put all that info in the show notes. We'll also be sending out an email and stuff, of course, with all the details, but I'm really excited to bring that to you. So if you have any questions, like I said, just DM me. But I really hope this episode landed with you. I always love hearing feedback from you. If you want to send this to a friend or a few friends, entrepreneurs, aspiring ones, freedom seekers, sensitive souls, that's who we're here to impact. I'm really grateful that you were here and spent time with me today. This was a little bit of a longer one for me anyways, but it felt really good to share everything that I did with you. And I'm just so grateful that you're here. So I love you. Thank you for being here. Thank you for sharing the episode and helping this community grow. And I really hope to see you in our upcoming money program. I hope to see you on Instagram, DMing me, and I will catch you on the next one. Okay, bye.